We're holding Maseches Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, 8-2. In the previous Mishnah, we had seen that the Aniyim would collect their different gifts, and then at times they would sell those gifts to others to get money to buy food for normal meals, rather than having a meal just of one particular fruit, whatever the story might be. And therefore, the question arises, which is the question our Mishnah deals with, is when a person purchases foodstuff that's sold from an Ani, and the Ani is claiming that those foods came from various Matanos Laniyim, whether we believe him as such or not. Now, the reason why that matters is because the gifts to the poor, like Peah, Leket, and Shichcha, are exempt from the various tithes. And therefore, if a person would purchase, knowingly purchase, confirmed purchase from an Ani, gifts that he got, like Peah, Shichcha, and Leket, he would not need to further tithe them. However, the normal rule is when a person purchases foodstuffs from anyone who's other than a formal chaver, someone who's formally accepted upon themselves to be very strict and careful regarding the tithing laws, so then we assume they're ignorant of those rules. We call them Am Haaretz. And when we purchase our foodstuff from that ignorant person, we have to re-tithe that food in certain ways out of doubt. The food has a status called Demai, which is actually the topic of our next Masechta coming up shortly. In any case, Demai is fairly complicated. I won't get into it now, but the point is there are certain things we're afraid of, most particularly the Trumas Meiser, that is the tithe that the Levi has to give. And we're afraid, when it comes to Demai, that when a Am Haaretz farmer or other person sells us foodstuffs and he claims that they are properly tithed, in fact, he hasn't tithed them properly, and there is at least Trumas Meiser still embedded in there for whatever reasons. Now, the principle, and this is the important principle to understand for this Mishnah and the coming Mishnayos and Maseches Demai in truth, is that while we don't believe the Am Haaretz, the ignorant person, when he claims his food is properly tithed, that's not because we think he's a liar or a cheat. If he were a confirmed liar or cheat, different rules would apply, and this Mishnah wouldn't be applicable to that case either. The idea is that although a person might be well-meaning, if he's ignorant, he doesn't know the proper halachas of tithing, and therefore, even though he thinks it's properly tithed, in fact, it isn't. And therefore, when we say we don't believe them, it's not that we don't believe them because they're liars or cheats, but rather we don't believe them because even though they themselves may in their heart of hearts believe it's been properly tithed, they're mistaken and need to be corrected. So that being the case, our Mishnah is dealing with the question. When a person purchases from a Ani food that he claims he got as one of his various gifts from the poor, like for example, Peah, like Shichcha, can we believe him? In which case, that food that we purchase is exempt from further tithing and not treated as Demai? Or do we not trust him, in which case it's like generic Demai and it must be re-tithed in certain ways as per the halachas of Demai? So the Mishnah says, Ne'emanin ala leket v'ala shichcha v'ala peah b'sha'atan. If an Ani sells us food and he claims it's from leket or shichcha or peah, he is believed. We believe that poor person, that's where he got it from. B'sha'atan, provided that it's the proper time of year when peah, leket, and shichcha is available in the fields, which is in the late spring or early summer, depending on the different gift. So this is the principle that governs this entire Mishnah, the next coming Mishnayos, is that if his claim is plausible, then we'll believe him. And we'll assume on face value that what he's giving us and selling to us is one of his gifts that he acquired as Peah, Leket, Shichcha, etc. And therefore it's exempt from further tithing, not treated as Demai. But if he says something which is unlikely, hard to believe, like for example, in the middle of the winter, he says, oh, this is leftover Leket. Well, it's highly unlikely because Leket is a few stalks that are left in the field at the time of the reaping, which happens in the summer. And why would there be left stalks around come winter time? We don't believe him. We treat it as Demai. Mishnah continues on. Va'al Meiser Ani B'chol Shanaso. Meiser Ani's gift that's given in years 3 and year 6 of the 7-year cycle, and it comes the whole year long, and it's quite large in quantity. The math comes out to being about 8.82% of the entire crop. So there's a lot of it. And therefore, if an Ani claims any time of year that what he's giving you is Meiser Ani, he got it as a gift as Meiser Ani, provided that it's that year in the cycle, so then he's believed. Uven Levi Ne'eman La'olam. And the Levi, literally the son of a Levi, means one from the tribe of Levi, is always believed. This is not, do not understand this Mishnah on face value. It doesn't mean that there's some special status that Levim are more trustworthy or something like that. It means that Levim are entitled to a gift of Meiser Rishon, which is almost 10% of the entire crop, every single year. years 1 through 6 of the 7-year cycle, and of course in the 7th year it's all Shemitah, so that's different. And therefore we always believe a Levi when he claims that what he's trying to sell us is his Meiser, because Levim often always have Meiser available to them. Now, the overarching rule here is if they're selling you something, it has to be that their claim of how they got it is plausible, meaning that, for example, if they're selling you flour and they say, oh, this is flour that I was given as leket, that makes no sense. If this is flour that I was given as peya, well, it's possible you can give flowers and peya in the form of flour. Like, for example, if you forgot to leave peya and then you started grinding your wheat and then you, the landowner, realize you forgot to leave peya, it's true, you could give the peya in the form of flour, but that's not the normal thing to do. And therefore, if Ani claims that this flour he's selling you or this bread he's selling you is peya, etc., then he is not believed and therefore would have a status of demai, and you'd have to retithe it as per the lachas of demai. The following Mishnayos will further elaborate on this principle, but understand it's farther reaching than just, for example, the time and the way in which these gifts are normally given. Like, for example, the Yerushalmi speaks out that if a person is at a great distance from fields where leket shicha peah are available, and the Ani claims that it's leket shicha peah that he brought from a long distance away, again, that's implausible, and we would not believe him. We would treat this stuff that he's selling us, because it's such large quantity or such large distance from where the gifts are available, as regular demai.